Hi everyone, welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome Christologist, healer, medical intuitive, and much more. Angie LaRue is here. We're going to talk about Palladian energy transmissions, downloads from our star friends to help us in these changing times. These energy transmissions, which we will talk about, they're based on 12th dimensional Palladian's understanding of anatomic physics. Anatomic physics is based on numbers, frequency, and sound, and the results of the equations are called codons. The codons reorder the energies in the body and the auric field, giving us new blueprints for new ways of being and experiencing. So fasten your energetic seatbelts, my friends. We're going to have a beautiful ride together today with Angie. And welcome home, everyone. Welcome home, all of you luminous light leaders and love activators and humble hearts and starlight messengers. This is a cosmic homecoming, a homecoming of you with the totality of you. This is your safe haven. It is a sanctuary for you to feel at home, to feel connection, renewal, restoration, resurrection. It's a unity community to empower you as you come into communion with your divine essence. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today here with Angie? Let's intend to hear, see, perceive clearly as we open our hearts and listen from a very receptive state so we can take in the information, the messages, and the energy that will create an opening for illumination. Into the clear illumination of your light. I encourage you to set a personal intention for what you wish to experience. My personal intention with our gathering is to be a pristine, clear ray of divine light and love, a pure transmitter of God consciousness, and an immaculate instrument of the divine in selfless service for miracles to unfold here today. I encourage you to sit back and relax, breathe, open, and receive. Honored to co-create some magic with the beautiful Angie LaRue today. If you haven't heard her here with me or elsewhere, she is a master ordained reverend, a Christologist, a healer, a medical intuitive, a medical innovator, a psychic, a Reiki master. She's a manufacturer of Oregon energy generators and the bearer of the Antonian holographic healing stone. I want to tell you a little bit about her background because it's a fascinating one. On December 9th, 2011, so almost 10 years ago, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Angie had a radical, spontaneous awakening of consciousness while going about an ordinary Hawaiian day as a professional artist and a housewife. Within 3 months, her life in Hawaii abruptly ended. She was thrust out onto the road to learn with spirit. She was reeling from the full explosion of psychic abilities, the sudden awareness of subtle energy, full-blown empathic skills, and the ability to see multidimensionally. And that led to a dissolving of her previous life and her 20-year marriage and a rapid domino effect. She spent the next 3 years living out of a suitcase. It was a time of heightened bliss and also the depths of devastating suffering as the egoic structure was humbled and spirit retrained the body and mind. Her service now includes many offerings, which you'll learn about today. And it's all about helping people evolve their consciousness. So today we're focusing on the Palladian's role and interest with humanity, our human star origins, plus how assistance from these Palladian energy transmissions can really reset our energy, optimize order for health and well-being, and also just release blocks and really just support us on our ascension journey. So let's go ahead and dive in. I'm so glad she's here. We will take callers. Star 2 to raise your hand. So please join me in extending beautiful waves of love, light, and serenity to Angie as I welcome her to the show. Welcome, my dear.
Hello, good morning, Carrie, and hello, everybody out there, and thank you for this beautiful welcome. And as I feel out, I definitely am experiencing some of you sending your blessings. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for that.
I'm so glad you're here. I love our time together. It's always new and expansive as we continue to grow and expand and with ourselves and our work. So, Angie, today we're focusing on the Palladians and these transmissions. Let's just dive in and talk about your first involvement with the Palladians. I described a bit about your journey, but let's start there. What do you want to share about that?
Well, it was actually quite interesting. I was still a little bit on the fence about our star brothers and sisters and exactly, you know, how involved they were with humans, exactly. And I had a gentleman come in for a healing. And at the end of that healing, which was actually not even a healing so much as it was a removal of some items, and I discovered during that the work that I was doing on him that he had a very unusually long uvula, which is that dangle down thing in the back of our throats. And I felt like he should probably come in to have me work on that, but they're, you know, in another session because there wasn't time in this session. And all of a sudden he got a strange look on his face and a new voice came through. And it introduced itself and it said, "Hello, I'm Osan. I'm a 12th dimensional Palladian. Now we would like to give you some more information about what you've just discovered."
Okay.
And so telepathically, they sent me this information, and I learned very quickly it was kind of a two-way antenna receiver transmitter that they had installed. It went in the roof of his mouth, and the antenna went down his throat. And it was a soul agreement. He had agreed to that, to be a mouthpiece for the Palladians, for specifically his future 12th dimensional self. Now, it's a little hard to wrap our heads around that we concurrently have future selves operating at the same time that we're having our experience, and that our future selves can be in a completely different dimension, but that seemed to be the case with this gentleman. Mm-hmm. And so once I was given that information that it was a soul agreement, he had agreed to it, I was like, oh, not my business. And I don't think I want to be involved. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first interaction with Osan. That was maybe 4 years ago. And since then, I've had many, many interactions with Osan. It's a deepening friendship and trust and exploration. And he has, over the time, given me and a number of other people a lot of codems to help humanity. So that's kind of how I first came to meet 12th dimensional Palladians and Osan in particular.
Right. So, I mean, you've had quite a journey over the last 10 years. In terms of working with these star beings, including the Palladians, was that something that you feel was an agreement that you made prior to this lifetime?
No, Carrie, I can't speak to that. I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. But during the dark night of the soul, when my ego finally relented and shared the helm with my higher self, one of the agreements of that was that I wouldn't say no. I would just keep saying yes. Whatever spirit called me to do, I would accept and adjust to be able to carry that out with the highest good. And the result of continuing to say yes and not saying no and not going into resistance is a great many things have been coming to me. And, you know, sometimes it's a big step to step into it, and ego has to get very quiet and very humble and just do. It's a living in a state of surrender to the divine. And but that has resulted in just the most extraordinary things, Carrie. My poor little human mind really has a hard time grasping it all sometimes.
Well, you do bring a lot through, Angie. I mean, you're a Christologist, a medical intuitive. You create these Oregon energy generators. There's so much that you do that I'm sure, yeah, the mind has no way of, in a linear fashion, understanding a lot of this. But it's what we talk about here on the show every day, so we're all open. It is a safe space for non-linear conversation. Mm. But so let's talk about, if someone's never heard of a codon, I briefly mentioned earlier what that was, but with regard to these Palladian transmissions, can you help us to understand as much as possible what the codons are?
Oh, I'd love to, Carrie. The very shortest, most comprehensible version of it is they are a light transmission. But to open that up and unpack that a little bit further, they are 12th dimensional Palladians' understanding of anatomic physics. Now, understanding as third dimensional beings, we're moving into beginning to understand the world from a quantum physics point of view, which is far more, you know, complicated than, you know, our former mental constructs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're based on their vibrations, really, is what they are. They're frequencies which are delivered via vibration or sound. And so basically what I'm going to be making is I'm going to be making these little sound balls, so to speak, except we can't really hear them with our ears because our ears can't hear in enough ranges. But they're little vibrating sound balls. And when I send them out to everyone, they come into your auric field and into your body and help your body adjust to a new pattern of vibration in a specific area. Now, the interesting thing about codons is they are extremely specific. For example, there's a codon for happiness, and it is exactly that frequency. There's a codon for love, and it's a different codon, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a frequency for helping you step into your best potential. So they're not broad spectrum. One codon does not cover a lot of different things. It covers one exact thing. Exactly.
Okay.
And so for that reason, you know, we have to string together a lot of codons in order to create a chain effect of the things. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good to know that they are specific. That's why in one of your offers, there's 12. So they're all unique, and I believe you're doing those live. But so you'll be covering all or different aspects and areas of our life experience, whether it's an emotional thing or perhaps physical, or some of them physical, specific to physical challenges.
Yes, so they really kind of fall in sections, or at least the ones that I have, and those, you know, continue. It's an ongoing relationship with Osan, and so as I run into him here and there, or sometimes he calls even on the phone, you know, I get a few
oh,
more.
Oh, really?
I know. The first time that ever happened, I was like, oh, this is what my life is now.
So what is that like? Is it a voice on the phone?
Well, the gentleman who is the channel.
Oh, got it.
Will call. Okay. He'll make the call, but then Osan actually comes in on the call and goes, "Hello, Angela. This is Osan speaking."
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
My mind even wrapped itself around that. I was like, okay, I get that.
After the first time it happened, I had actually then adjusted to it. And the next time it happened, it wasn't even surprising anymore.
Right. One thing I want to know, I know that it is the anatomic physics is based on numbers and frequency and sound. And that this can seem complicated to someone like me who it seems very scientific in a way that's not my strength. So how did you understand all of this? I mean, did you have a background in physics of any kind?
I think there is a crossover point where the mystic and the physicist are actually talking the same language in different words.
Mm.
And so for some reason it did actually fit into my brain. And then actually the codons are actually fractal and binary in nature. Now, the binary part, you know, DOS, Windows, you know, ones and zeros, it kind of understood that, or at least theoretically understood it. But the fractal part I actually really understood because of, you know, visions, mystic visions, that my higher self gave me explaining, a lot of, you know, how this universe shifted from light, sound, and frequency into what, you know, we experience as, you know, physical. You know, I'm knocking on my desk right now, for example. And I realized that the vibration of my body and the vibration of this desk make the appearance of solid matter meeting solid matter. But I also understand that really it's just slow vibrating atoms that mm-hmm. create that. And so somehow, you know, initially I think with the codons, my human brain was quite skeptical. But then I was energy receptive and perceptive enough that when a codon was sent to me, I could feel it. And I remember one time Osan was hosting a meeting through his channel, and he said, "Here, Angela, feel this." And he just kind of, you know, threw some energy out of his hand at me, and I flew out of my body, and I was just flying backwards out into outer space, just screaming I think I was gasping for air was what my body was doing from the sudden shock of it all. And then I came back into my body and I was like, okay, this is all
okay,
real.
That's real. Yeah. Felt it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Validation that this is real.
Yeah. And I've become quite the aficionado of them ever since, because they're short, effective, and just really real. If you can perceive energies, something happened. There's not much question about it.
So how does that coincide or blend with your work as a Christologist or an psychic intuitive or a healer? How does that all kind of come together?
Well, there's different categories that I receive the codons in. There's a number of them that are around health and wellness. There's a number of them that are very personal codons. There's a number of them which are for personal advancement and manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different categories, actually. Personal well-being, health codons.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of prosperity and abundance and manifestation, entering into emotionally heightened situations, connecting to source.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole section just on love. And then within the Inner Passage Mystery School, we have a section that are codons for humanity, which help keep the balance. There's a whole set of codons for working with Gaia, with the planet.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that you also have a mystery school.
Right.
In addition to everything that we talked about, and creating these Orgone generators, and you also have a mystery school. I think we
right.
did
yeah.
in the past. I think we did an offer that introduced people to that. But anyway, yeah. So there's a lot. So when someone is working with you privately, Angie, and maybe they're having, because some people have been writing in about some health concerns or challenges, would you be able to then be very specific in offering certain codons to them on in their private session, or?
Yes, I may be able to. It depends exactly, what the situation is. So, for example, I don't have a codon to break up kidney stones. But I have codons that help with, nausea or releasing thyroid, panic, or, people who've been exposed to mold or arthritis type of pains. So it just kind of, it depends. But I also have, and this is kind of a new thing, as a new being has been coming through the channel that Osan usually comes through, called Ja'arar, and she was an Atlantean, and apparently the Atlanteans had codoms, and she's given me about 8 now, but they're very versatile, unlike the Palladian codoms, which are extremely specific. The Atlantean ones are quite open, and it depends where you insert your intention into the string of numbers. And so those can be tailored to a lot more specific health situations. And
right.
So between the two different ones, and then, being a medical intuit and a healer, I have a lot of tools in my toolbox.
Right. It's not just the codems in your private sessions. That's why you say they're tailored to you. You do bring forth your healing abilities, as a medical intuitive, are you able to see in one's physical body, or how does that come through for you?
Yes, I can. Yeah. I mean, there's been occasions where I had to drop a little bit deeper in order to see, but yeah, I've got a couple of different methods I can see into the human body. One of them is Antonian stone, which is a 3D holographic gift that was given by the Palladians, that's in my palm of my hand. And then also I'm a medical intuit, and so I can see into the body like an x-ray.
You have so many gifts and abilities, Angie. And then the crystal, you're a crystallogist too. Do you use the crystals in your sessions as well?
For people who come in person, I do. And there's also crystal transmissions, which I think we've introduced those on your show before as well.
Yeah.
So, much like the Palladian codoms, it's a fractalized energy set, which reestablishes and causes changes in the human body that are for our highest good. And there's a number of different crystal arrays. So if you think of a circuit board, depending how a circuit board is built, is going to, be the difference whether, you have a computer, a car, a radio, a CD, any of the electronics is changes in the keyboard. And so changes in the crystal array have different outcomes as well. And I love the crystalline energies. They are so pure and so clean, and a crystal transmission is such a lovely, it's like a crystal spa. It's just such a beautiful thing to experience. But there's often, I just can't believe how well the codoms work really just everywhere. They're this amazing thing that can be the main healing modality or, way to help a person step into a job professionally or a new career or whatever it is we're looking at. There's a whole bunch of them just on business development.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Especially now, because there are a lot of people changing careers, changing course in the last year since all of these changes occurring on our planet. And I was going to ask, you know, what had really come to the surface for you in your work since you were here last, but for you to have chosen the Palladian transmissions in your offer, that must be something that you feel is most helpful right now.
I'm seeing the same thing you are, Carrie. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people that are rewriting themselves. It's, you know, these last couple of years that we've been in, people have got to explore themselves and their place in the world in completely different ways. A lot of people are going nomadic, you know, and they're, you know, they're becoming digital nomads and they're living in RVs and retrofitting vans and traveling a lot, which was just such a surprise. You know, I didn't see that one coming, and they're still completely tapped into the world, but setting parts of themselves free. And so, you know, this calls for a different skill set. And so, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm glad that we're focusing on that. I do want to touch a little bit on human star origins and all of these benevolent beings and their interest in us. We talk about this quite a bit on the show, but you know, we always have new people listening. So what can you share about that that would be supportive to this conversation and to those listening?
Well, the universe, our universe, is quite old. And, you know, there's been many species that have come and gone over the eons of time. And there's been many experiments when a species begins to understand where it comes from and how it's made, it apparently tends to start messing with the genetic code. It starts trying to improve itself, right? And there's a lot of races that have been formed out of those experiments. And it seems that humans are kind of in a big petri dish, and we've had our genetic code has been added to by a number of different species, it would appear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not sure what to do with that. It just seems to be what it is. And a lot of them, it seems to be done with a lot of love. And so the result of that is that sometimes they keep an eye on us. They help us. They're involved with and have an interest in humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Palladians. Do you have a relationship with other star beings, nations, as well as the Palladians?
In terms of just being able to ask questions back and forth, no, definitely the Palladians, and then whoever comes through that particular channel, which has also been Lemurians and Atlanteans and mm-hmm. Gaia herself, although she also speaks directly to me. But there has been involved in my experience now, the coaxins. That actually happened live on another podcast. It was, oh my goodness, that was the strangest thing to happen live on air. And a group from Inner Alpha Centauri.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So not a lot, but a little bit. I mean, you know, and then when I travel out of body, I run into, you know, all types of different species. It can be quite busy out there, really.
You know, when I travel out of body, yeah, it's a busy space out there. But it sounds like with the Palladians, you have cultivated this connection to where it's a collaboration, like a friendship, to where your questions are answered and they are supporting you and bringing through a lot of this. So today.
Yeah, and that really is a cultivated relationship. Yeah. And they tested me quite a bit. You know, they would give me information and tell me, you can't tell anybody else. And and then they would monitor me telepathically, you know, to make sure I didn't tell anybody else. And I have, like, on my codom sheets, which is, like, I don't even know, 20 pages of codoms or something, I have notes in red all over it, you know, that this is a key codom, meaning I can't share it to anybody, you know.
Why is that?
So what happens with the key codoms is they're tailored to your extreme uniqueness, right? So it's really tailored to, like, the blueprint of your higher self. And so a key codom either isn't going to work on someone else, or there's a difference in levels of consciousness so that it wouldn't work on them anyway. So it's just very
that
nuanced. Yeah.
Got it. That's interesting. But I think a lot of these, just like any relationship, Angie, right? To expand, it must be cultivated, and there's trust that is built. And it sounds like that's what took place, between you and the Palladians. And, as I was going to share today on the show, you're going to, would you say share, or what word would you use? Your three codoms. Is it an offering, a sharing, a creation? how do you describe it?
So it's going to be in a transmission, an energy transmission is what it's going to be. I only have permission to actually give the numbers, the actual codoms, to people in the Inner Passage Mystery School. But I have permission to send the transmissions, the actual energies of the codoms to people. And that's, you know, anything except a key codom, anything that's appropriate. So I thought it might be nice to just send some really basic ones, ones that will open all of our chakras, clear our system, activate the power chakras, direct healing to where it needs to be, and clear the lymph system. And then that's actually four codoms, but I'll send it as a package, so it'll kind of arrive as one. And then I have another.
I love your phrasing. Yeah, a four for one.
Yeah.
Packet. Energy packet.
Mm-hmm. Generosity knows no bounds.
Exactly.
I love it. The Palladians are very generous to me. I figure I should pass that on.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. So do these, are they silent, or are they verbalized? Or should we just go ahead and dive in and do that? And then we can take some callers, and that way we can talk with people about what they may have experienced. How about that?
Yes. So what I do is I'm going to mix all these codoms together, and then I'll send it. There will be people in the audience that are sensitive enough. They'll feel it when they arrive. But for some folks, it'll be when I activate it. And so you'll hear me say, the words activate, which means turn it on now, enhance, which means dial it to your unique spirit frequency, it's because it's not a one-size-fits-all, we're all unique beings. Mm-hmm. So activate, enhance, then amplify, which is homeopathic. It starts kind of, you know, spreading like a sound wave or a vibration, you know, touching all the different atoms. And then expand, which actually will take it into the multidimensional body as well. So it's not going to be just the 3D body and the 3D auric field. So this will, you know, continue on through the system.
Mm-hmm. So activate, enhance, amplify, expand.
Yeah. And I'll say those slowly so that people can kind of feel that tuning that happens with each one.
Okay, I would love to go ahead and do that, and then we can connect with people and see what they feel. So clearly this is all benevolent, loving, healing frequencies, and just someone just opens up. It's just a matter of being receptive. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So let me tell you a little bit. Well, actually, I'll just start them up, and then I'll tell you what they are as I do them. So the first ones, you know, it's all about chakras, clearing the lymph system, and sending healing energy to where it needs to go to.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Let me start building this. All right, here comes the first one. Activate. Enhance. Amplify. Expand. Now just sit with that, noticing what you notice, enjoying it in a very relaxed state, and I'll begin to build the next set. All right, here comes the next set. This balances the male aspects of the field, then balances the female aspects of the field, balances the male and female to each other, then it unifies them to help you become a lighthouse and the radiant beacon of who you are. Activate, enhance, amplify, expand. All right. Here comes the last set. This one is happiness and oneness, connection with source, and also a pineal gland cleanser. And here this comes. Activate. Enhance. Perception. Amplify. Expand. All right. And if anybody needs grounded or anything, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would love to hear from those of you who would like to to write in. Let us know what you felt. If you felt, I could definitely feel some pressure on that last one. Pituitary cleaning. What if someone someone is writing in and said, I didn't feel anything. Is there something wrong with me? Oh, no. What do you say to that, Angie?
I've said in enough groups where we all receive these from Osan simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And different people experience them different ways. And some people may not. If you don't feel it, that one of two things. The first thing is you're already at that frequency, and humans tell differential best. So maybe all of your chakras are open and flowing perfectly, and you're already connected with the divine, and your male and female aspects of your field were well balanced. And so maybe you didn't feel that much. Or the other one is you're still developing your sensitivity and receptivity to the subtle energy. But whether you were able to experience them or not, they did happen. So, you know, for a deaf person, for example, you know, if cars are honking their horns, you're not able to hear it, but the horns were still honked. So it is kind of a lame metaphor.
We got it, though. We got it. And I would like to take some live callers. Press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you have any questions about anything we've been talking about, or Angie, with callers, any preference on what you'd like to focus on?
I don't think so. I will. Okay. I think I have enough tools in my toolbox that can probably address most things. I'll certainly try.
Okay. So if I come to you, if you could just give us your name and whatever's going on, that would be great. So I am coming out there to all of you with your hands up. So first caller that I'm going to. Let's see, area code 714. 714, you're live. Hi, can you hear us? I thought I heard
Hello.
You. Hi, there you are.
I did hear something for a moment, but that's me. Is there anybody else there?
No, it's you. It's you. Welcome. What is your name?
No, I'm Angie. I'm Reverend Angie.
Oh, it's you. Oh, it's just
yes,
you and me.
Yes, but I did hear something. I thought I heard something.
Too. Maybe they changed their mind. Your line is still open, so if you hear us. Okay, I'm going to go to our next caller then. It was you. I thought, gosh, that person sounds just like Angie. And then you said your name. I'm like, and wow, the same name. okay. All right. Next caller is 609. 609, you're live.
Hello, Angie.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, you're so wonderful. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you.
Oh, you are so very welcome. I'm blessed to be able to engage with you.
Yes, I could feel like my third eye, some mm-hmm. kind of pressure inside my brain. Is there a message for me that you can share?
All right. Can you repeat your name for me slowly three times?
Pat.
So the immediate thing that popped up when you said your name the second time was flowers, and I was seeing specifically yellow flowers, like maybe jonquils, something like that. Do you have a connection with flowers or somebody
yes,
who likes jonquils?
I love jonquils? Flowers. I love roses. I get roses a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I try to take walks out in nature, too, you know.
Is there an area near where you live that's kind of a sad little place and weedy, and it would brighten the area if you planted some flowers there? I'm getting it's a street corner area somewhere, or maybe not a corner, but a stretch or something that could use some love.
I don't know where that would be. I walk Hoosier Park because I'm in a retirement, facility, you know.
Mm.
And so I don't have a place to plant things, you know, but I try to release energy as I walk.
Mm, okay. I'm seeing something about planting flowers, and it's connected with volunteering. You know, it's something that you do as a gift, maybe a flower club or something. It's something about sharing your light and your love in a way in which people can really receive it through their eyes, through the beauty of flowers.
So I would purchase flowers and then just plant them wherever I'm guided to? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, something like that. I'm seeing it's a gift to, you know, the community somehow. You know, that might be on a medium, or it might be, I just don't know. It might be, you know, potted flowers even in a retirement home, or I don't know. I can't quite, I'm seeing a number of different flashes, so I can't decide of which
yeah.
one exactly it is. I'm seeing a lot of different flashes of information, but it's a way that you can really bring some brightness into people's lives, and it's just a gift that you do.
Can I just visually do this?
Well, if you wanted to, but what I'm looking at right now is I'm seeing actual flowers. So,
yeah.
But
maybe you can
visualize and
can just...
Yeah.
Reflect on this, Pat, and feel into the best way to do this moving forward. Whatever feels good to you, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah,
very connected with nature. I love nature. I love walking out in the local park next to me. It's a historical park called Cruiser Park. And I connect to the trees and the beautiful blossoms, you know, and the flowers. They have beautiful flowers in their, you know, in different places that they've planted.
Oh, how beautiful. Okay. How beautiful.
Well,
so
Pat,
I
thank you for being.
Yeah, I just try to
say thank
love
you for being with
Earth.
Us.
Yeah.
Every
That's
day. Beautiful.
All
right, Pat. Well, I hope that was helpful. Maybe if you reflect on it a bit more, something will come to you with regard to that information. So many blessings to you, Pat, and thanks again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Blessings, Pat. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller. Lots of hands up. I'm going to go to area code 360. You're live with us, 360.
Hi, this is Debbie calling.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Oh, hi. I am absolutely delighted with this call. And thank you so much for choosing me. My
You're
question,
welcome.
Oh, gosh, this is so exciting. My question is, and ask me if this, let me know if this is not fair to ask, but you mentioned something about clearing arthritis. And I had a pretty serious accident many years ago, and I'm wondering, in my neck, and I'm wondering if this is going to be something that's potentially going to be a problem for me in the future, and if there's something I could do to head that off.
So what I'm seeing is almost like a thinning maybe of the disc that are between the vertebrae. And
okay.
And I'm getting something about gelatin would be helpful. And you don't necessarily have to have that as jello with all of the sugar and stuff. You know, you can just get the unflavored, unsugared gelatin, and you can, like, drink it hot as a tea, or you could make it into a jello by maybe, you know, cutting up your favorite fruits and putting it in there and eating it. But that's going to give you a little extra support there for making sure the discs have what they need to stay nice and thick.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this wouldn't be collagen then. It would be just a regular gelatin. Is that correct?
Yes, but you could probably use collagen as well.
Okay. So that's something that I should start. And so this is a thinning of, like, the discs in my entire vertebrae, like my whole spine?
No. Well, I'm not looking at that. I'm just looking at your neck.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. And I thank you. Thank you. That's very helpful. And I will definitely move on that.
Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate your enthusiasm, too.
thank you.
All right.
Many
Take
blessings.
Take care, Debbie. All right.
Many blessings, Debbie.
Okay, let me do one more here, and then let's see. Sorry, you guys, there's a lot of... I'm going to go to 310, area code 310-099. You're live.
Hi, this is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. Welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very blessed and so grateful for you. I have been told, and I relate very much, that my planet of origin was the Pleiades, and it feels right. It feels home. And I was just wondering if they have a, if that. That is what you feel, and if they have a message for me.
Yes, I heard a voice that said, keep being you. So apparently you're on the right path. Keep doing more of that.
That okay. is so Thank you. Thank you both so very much for all you do for so many.
Oh,
I love
you
very much.
Lots of love to you, Karen. Appreciate you being here. And that Pleiadian energy, all around you, feels like. So, okay.
Just keep being you. Apparently, you're completely on the right path. Just keep being you.
right.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Thank you. Love you.
All right. Love you too, Karen.
Blessing.
All right. So, Angie, a lot of people have written in, but what I'd love to do now is share the special offers that you created for us. They can be found. There's three of them at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You'll see Angie's beautiful face, and click on that, and you'll see three offers. Offer A is the 12 Codem Transmissions. This is live. This will be live on May 4th. It's a live online group on Zoom. And Angie, what do you want to share about this? Who is this for?
All right. So this whole wand, this whole package, let's see. Well, let's just start with the first one is just preparing your field to receive further codems, because when we receive a bunch of them, that's a lot of information. We need to kind of prepare the field to receive that.
Okay.
There's one that's going to open all the chakras and balance them. There's one that helps us to release attachments and things which no longer serve us. There's one that uplifts the biomorphic field, and so that's all aspects of the field, and it increases our overall resonant frequency and helps us to feel expansive and light. Mm. Then there's a protective codem that allows things to go around us and keep us in integrity while we stay in integrity, and it won't connect with things that have no interest in our field.
Oh, that's
interesting. So this is a good, this is a nice one for empaths.
A bubble, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also one that stops things from attaching to our fields, like other people's emotions, media blast, and collective consciousness energies, which right now is a particular time in our culture where we really do need some field sovereignty.
Oh, I like that phrasing, field sovereignty. Yes. go ahead.
And then there's one that helps us, it reverses the effects of being blasted by 60 hertz, which is what's put out by Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and cell signals and computer emissions. Most of our electronics release 60 hertz, in fact. So. And then there's one that brings in stability, grounding, grace and joy and ease. I just love that codem. I run it every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that helps us experience life's joys with heightened perception, and one for opening the heart, heart opening expansion, mind opening, and dream supporting. That's a new codem that's just come out. That's just lovely. And then there's one we call the Rocket Man codem. It takes energy from Gaia straight up through all the chakras, including the 8th through 12th chakra, through the higher selves, clear up to source. So it fuels from the bottom Earth Star chakra to the top Eternity Star chakra.
The Rocket Man.
If you're really energy sensitive, that one is pretty exciting. Hence the name Rocket Man.
Right.
And then the last one in package A is a light frequency codem, and it taps into Gaia's light and grounds that light into you in a very tangible form, or the you that you are in a tangible form. And that one a lot of people experience in a beautiful way. Like it's just, they're just like, oh, I forgot I could feel like this too. I haven't felt like this in years. And it's just beautiful. And it's kind of brings back the energies of when you were most connected and most in flow with life in the universe.
Wow. So this is, if you're listening to this live, this is next week on May 4th. And Angie, will this be recorded if someone listens to this later and gets this offer?
I will. But inevitably, there's, maybe a couple people that aren't able to make it into the live feed. And so I always have it recorded so that they can have that.
Okay, beautiful. There's also a 5-day bonus offer for offer A, and it is the Cooperation Crystalline Transmission. It's an MP3 that helps people have more cooperation with everyone in their lives. That's a unique one to stimulate
and
initiation of renewal of relationships and partnerships. I like that.
And that even goes down to the cellular level of cells having cooperation with one another, and organs having, cooperation with each other, and the right brain and the left brain having cooperation. I mean, it's quite remarkable.
Right. I love it. So that is that is a bonus for those of you who get this in the next 5 days. And then as we move into package B, it's everything we just mentioned in package A, plus moving forward on your soul purpose, 20 codem transmissions. Is that correct? Is that in addition?
Yeah, because if you get package B, you're getting package A, which had 12 in it already.
Okay.
And this adds 8 more.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. And then package C is all of package A, all of package B, and a session with you, a private one-on-one session with you, tailored to you and your specific needs for energy support and your spiritual evolution. Yeah, that's the big that's the big package with everything. So, anything else you want to add about the private sessions? Angie?
You know, that private session, you know, I will do my best to serve you. And many people, you know, have a wide range of ways they want to use that hour. And I had one person I remember one time, and I'll give you this example just so that you know, you can use this how you want. They wanted just to be witnessed. They wanted to be able to tell certain aspects of their life story. And they wanted that witnessed and then to tell me the learnings that they had had from that. And they just wanted me to update it to their Akashic records. Right. And it struck me how beautiful it was just to be able to be witnessed by somebody. Right. To have somebody hold that space for you to be truly witnessed. So, you know, however you would like to use, it's really about 55 minutes. And however you would like to use that. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, and I'm here for love.
What a gift. And so for those of you who are called to that, it's up to you how you want to spend that time, what you want to focus on. And Angie, thank you for creating all three of those. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who... who jumps in to play in the two live events and then, of course, the session. So a lot of people wrote in, so I want to at least address some of these, the people that have written in our webcast. If those of you who wrote in a long time ago, would you let me know you're still here? I'm going to go to Jackie. Jackie in Spokane said, I'm pretty sure I have galactic beings in my house because objects are standing straight up and defying gravity. I asked them what they're trying to tell me besides knowing that I'm never alone, but I'm not getting any answers. Any ideas on how to better connect or any message? Thank you for your response. That's Jackie in Spokane.
You know, I'm getting that you have a pretty marvelous house, actually. It seems to be in very close proximity to, I don't know how to describe this. If there's a lot of electromagnetic activity there. It's almost like on a ley line or near a junction of a ley line, key line, maybe. And just that kind of blooming of energy that is happening does, in fact, make makes your house an easy pass-through point for beings from different dimensions. And so it's almost like an intersection. And let me see if there is any particular... Okay. All right. Yeah, it's mostly just a thoroughfare, a thinning of the veil, so to speak, based on energies that are happening within Gaia herself. I am seeing one being. Oh, he just stops and pauses and looks around and then toddles off. I mean, it's like, he's just kind of touring and he seems pleased as he looks around, like he likes the frequencies that you've that you've done. So, like, imagine, you know, like I'm thinking, like maybe in Europe, and I don't know what a good American analogy would be, but you know, sometimes you're traveling underground in a subway system, and you get out of the subway, and then you go up to the surface, and you don't, you have no idea what the city's going to look like where you pop up at the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's just busy and pollution and grungy. But other times you kind of pop up to the surface and you're in a park and there's some flowers everywhere and you smile. And it's like, oh, this is nice. And that's what
they're appreciating her space.
Yes. That's what he's, I mean, I feel his smile and I can tell in the way that he kind of toddles off that he was just like, oh, well, this is really a nice place to come up at.
So it's all good, Jackie. Sounds like it's all good. Yeah. Anything else, Angie? Or are we done with that? Let's see.
Think I'm complete. It's cute though. But
yes, Jackie, thank you. Let's see, Jane from California. Hi, Carrie and Angie. I'm curious if I am Palladian. Apparently, I'm not from this universe originally, and I will appreciate any insights around that. Thank you so much, Jane.
All right. So, Jane, what I'm getting is your soul, your spirit, meaning your human is like a pair of clothes that you're wearing for this lifetime. Your soul or spirit has been a number of different species. One of them is popping out very strong for you is Lyrian. Now, the Lyrians, when they came to, you know, kind of the Milky Way, as the eons of time pass and they settle different home worlds and their bodies changed and adjusted to, you know, that, and they basically became new species, of which one of them was the Pleiades. So, yeah, but I'm getting you were Lyrian longer even.
Mm-hmm. Jane, I hope that you heard that. I'm going to go to the top here, Lacey from Ontario. Lacey, hi. She said, hi, beautiful souls. I'm feeling energy is moving and flowing. Thank you so much for the codums. I have seen a few UFOs in the last year. Can Angie feel into this and let me know if she receives any information about this? Thank you. That's Lacey in Ontario.
Oh. Yeah, I see one of them that you may have seen. It kind of dropped out of a cloud bank. It was one of those cloud banks that had kind of a flattish bottom, and it just kind of drops out of it, and you can kind of see it, and it's silver gray, and it looks like it's just on a reconnaissance mission. Taking measurements and, you know, just collecting data. It seems to be a research ship. It goes back into the cloud bank pretty quickly.
So does it have any, is it trying to connect with her?
No, it doesn't seem like it. It seems to be a research vessel.
Got it. There you go, Lacey. Jane just said, wow, thank you so much. Blessings and gratitude. Let me do one more. Alex, looks like from British Columbia. Alex, let me go to your original message here. You said, hi, beautiful souls. We have so many beautiful souls calling us beautiful souls. Love it.
Yay.
Yes, we all are. Okay, so Alex, how can we help people with cancer? I'd love to help my father heal from that, but I have no idea how. Any insights, please? And why does cancer even exist? Big question, but
this is probably going to make sense to many of the listeners. This is what the Palladians have to say about cancer, because they've asked for codems that have to do with cancer. I was actually given one for diminishing it. But what they have to say, it was kind of an offhand kind of thing, because what they say about cancer is cancer begins in the mind. Now, we know that's not always true. There are environmental things, like when we see it with, you know, especially young people under 50, a lot of times there's something from the environment that's causing it. But, you know, when it's not environmentally caused, it has to do and the place in the body where it shows up at is also going to tell us a lot about the where it formed at, right? Mm-hmm. Or what the thought forms were that created it. So thought forms, belief systems, energies that we hold, stuff down, store away, don't deal with, don't know how to deal with, the energy of that is still there and it collects in the body. And that's where some of these types of cancer are coming from. And so what happens mm-hmm. as a healer is it is possible, to work with a person, activating their natural healing abilities and working with them to get rid of that. If the thought forms that created it or the environment that created it has been changed 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but otherwise, if we still have the same thought forms or the same contaminations that are creating it, if they're environmentally caused, if they're still there, we can only temporarily remove it and it reforms again.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Alex, thank you for the question. Thank you for being here. I'm going to read one more. Pippa from Glastonbury. Pippa, I love your name. Hi, Carrie and Angie. I'm due to purchase a property with someone and set up a retreat in the next couple of weeks, but it looks like this move is now in jeopardy and may not happen. Any insight would be appreciated. Much love and gratitude. Thanks, Pippa.
All right, so I'm kind of seeing the area that you're looking at. Let me see if I can connect with your higher self and get some more guidance on this. All right. So what I'm getting here is this idea of stranger in a strange land, new experiences, feeling uncertain, transition zones. I get that it can happen still, but you really need to hold your focus on the excitement of it happening. You know, psychologically, emotionally, moving forward as if it's all unfolding. Hold the energy for it to unfold really, really steady. Don't start feeling uncertain or wavery, or you add energy to that potential. Mm-hmm. All right, so basically it's a mathematical probability, and you want to load the probability to your favor. So keep holding the energy of it happening. And laying your plans and the excitement and all of that. And even if it's not this specific property, it may turn into a different piece of property. But just hold that energy really stable between you and the other person. Maybe do some ceremony, some intention setting and manifesting, you know, around this. Build up the energy in your favor, not in entropy falling apart. It's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does. And Pippa, I hope you heard that. And we could go on and on. And I want to thank all of you for writing in. I know many of you have written in today. So, and Angie, thank you, my dear, for coming back and playing with me here and bringing forth all of this this wonderful healing information and these transmissions. And I just want to highlight the three offers before we sign off again. And I want all of you who feel in resonance with it to really review all the different codum transmissions that will be shared in these offerings, and just feel into whether that would be supportive for you. It's a little bit of everything, right, Angie? So I would imagine it could be supportive for everyone. But anything else you want to add, my dear, about these offerings that you've created?
Yeah, so they're really about moving forward in life. And sometimes to move forward, we need to build that base nice and strong and broad so that we have that beautiful launch pad for moving forward in life. And so, you know, these codoms, this package is really kind of about that. And part of what we're looking at there is building that base, getting that really great foundation underneath us to launch into more levels of excitement and engagement with this amazing human experience that we're having.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you as we begin to wrap up this show, Angie, what do you see unfolding, you know, in our world, you know, as we're moving away from all of the COVID experience and out of that, any psychic or intuitive messages on what you feel will be unfolding in the next year?
It's interesting because there's kind of multiple pathways here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be lining up more and more with the energy sets that we're in. So we're really creating our own realities at a whole new pace than mm-hmm. we're used to reality unfolding for us. And so, you know, just might sound Abraham Hickish, but, you know, staying in that high flying frequency place is really going to determine your reality experience.
And I agree.
It just seems so stark right now, like never before, and manifestation is happening so much quicker. So we're learning a lot about setting our intention and holding that frequency until reality aligns around us to that intention that we're holding.
Right. Yeah, and that's why it's so important to have all of these support systems and these ways to cultivate, you know, these new frequency patterns on a more consistent basis. And because there are a variety of realities available, but, you know, to select the highest optimal pathway takes some cultivation of a frequency holding.
It really does.
Right?
Yeah. We're in a master's course right now, right?
Exactly. Yes, and to do it in a group setting, that's why I love that you're doing these group calls, because everything's amplified when you all go in there with these intentions and you experience these things together. It's a really powerful experience that will set this trajectory for you. That'll be really beautiful. So, Angie, thank you.
And I'm so excited to meet all of you. I'm just so deeply honored to be on the planet at the same time as you, and I hope to get to meet you. I'm looking so forward to it.
That's sweet. It'll be interesting to see what kind of the group is created and cultivated there. So, Angie, so much love to you, and thank you for your devotion to all of this, and for all that you shared today and all that you do every day. Really appreciate you.
Oh, and Carrie, thank you for the gift that you are into this world and for all of us. You are such a delightful, bright light. Thank you for being you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to everybody who's been with us, all you beautiful souls out there, thank you for the gift of your time and your love and your presence today. It's been an honor to have you with us. As we bring the show to a close, acknowledge the invitation to expand on this journey with Angie and the Palladians with all of their beautiful transmissions. I hope that you will say yes if that calls to you. Just remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, and you are dearly loved. You're not alone. So thank you for joining Angie and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of new earth, grace, glory, and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.